with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Former Fox News host Pete Hegseth was on Capitol Hill today in front of the Senate Armed Services Committee in his confirmation hearing to be the nation's next defense secretary. In his opening statement, Mr. Hegseth set forth his goals. And we'll have that report in just a moment.
Hearing today was the first in a number running through to Inauguration Day. Tomorrow, Attorney General nominee Pam Bondi on the Hill. Also at SRNnews.com, at a news conference, the Los Angeles County Fire Chief Anthony Marone says high winds through Wednesday could fuel the fire.
Please be assured that the Los Angeles County region is prepared. The anticipated winds combined with low humidities and low fuel moistures will keep the fire threat in the LA region critical.
About 150,000 people in Los Angeles County remain under evacuation orders. A high-ranking member of an MS-13 gang clique in New York, Gerald Sayens, has pleaded guilty to racketeering and other federal charges in a case involving seven slayings, including the 2016 killings of two high school girls. The homicides focused the nation's attention on the MS-13 gang violence. President Donald Trump, then in his first term in office, called for the death penalty for Sayens and others arrested in the killings and blamed the violence and gang growth on lax immigration policies. On Wall Street, the Dow is lower, down 70 points. This is SRN News. China is a nation of contrast when it comes to religious freedom.
The Pew Research Center finds government persecution of Christians and other religious minorities in China at an all-time high. But on the other hand, social hostility toward people of faith is super low. What that means is that in China, if you're a Christian, the government is definitely out to get you, but your neighbors will leave you alone. Compare that to countries in the Middle East where the government persecutes believers and their neighbors do so too. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
No state is doing more to try and protect children from transgenderism than Texas. More than 30 bills have been proposed to the state to that end. Other states are following suit, and there are calls to go further, including barring Medicaid and other state-funded government programs from spending on sex change operations for people of any age. The future of some of the laws and proposed measures will likely rest on a Supreme Court ruling. This is SRN News. There's renewed optimism that Israel and Hamas are reaching a ceasefire deal after more than 15 months of war in Gaza.
Qatar's foreign ministry said the negotiations were at the closest point yet to sealing a deal. An Israeli official said progress has been made, but the details are being finalized. The plan would now need to be submitted to the Israeli cabinet for final approval. The three-phase agreement would reportedly begin with the release of 33 hostages over a six-week period in exchange for potentially hundreds of Palestinian women and children imprisoned by Israel. The United States, Egypt, and Qatar have spent the past year trying to mediate an end to the 15-month war. I'm Nayan Kim.
Hotels on Greek islands may be filling their swimming pools with seawater this summer in response to worsening drought conditions. The government plans to clear existing legal hurdles to pump that seawater into the pools. More details at SRNnews.com.